Loads of text messages in already, which is very nice.
Saying what, mainly?
Morning, Chris. I've been listening since the early breakfast show. I remember David the photographer's first phone call. It's been a privilege, says Richard on the A12. We're not leaving. Just to say.
I'm going to say, it does sound a little bit like an obituary, doesn't it?
Yeah. But I'm new to listening to the show, but what I've heard so far is very funny. It makes my day. Can you play take that? No. I've been listening. Here's a scary one. From Mo in Barking. Morning, Mo. I've been listening to you since I was in year 11 in 1999. I just realised that soon I'll have listened for 10 years. Thanks.
In 2 years' time.
I've been listening since April this year. You guys keep me going on the South of England motorways. Yeah, says Chris on the way to Great Yarmouth. Blimey. I've listened every day from day one, excluding holidays, says Robin Gosport. Yours was the first radio show I listened to after returning from Iraq in January 04. Keep it the good work, says Rich in Cardiff. Joe the Trucker says, I hated your early show, because we used to do that 10 years ago, didn't we? Mm. We're at 4 in the morning. I didn't get your early show, hated it. But that was my fault, and I love your show now.
Well, we didn't get a lot of it either, though, did we? Yeah. I remember much of it.
Used to listen to you in the afternoons and on Saturday mornings to remember football fan, but not a man.
Girls go to football.
That was your era, Rach, as well.
It was.
Was that not the same thing, football fan and not a man?
Yeah. It was girls go to football, then we had lots of
slogans. I'm a football fan, but not a man.
Right, okay.
I love that feature. Mm.
It's a very big breakfast now when you say that, isn't it?
What?
I'm a football fan, but not a man.
And you did May Divorce Be With You.
Our wedding feature.
I didn't really like that one.
Oh, I did. Because then we used to sing a song every week for them.
I know.
All we did was take all the Saturday morning features from local radio and twist them. So, like, what do people do? What are all the stereotypes? Boys go to football and girls go shopping. So we did boys going shopping and girls go to football.
What did we sing at the end of May Divorce Be With You? Was it Martin McCutcheon's This Is My Moment?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, every week?
I think so.
Yeah, you did.
Every week?
Yeah.
And then you did Who's in the Doghouse?
That was a good feature. I remember us thinking about that.
I remember
We were in a taxi driving through London and that song was big at the time.
Save it for your autobiography.
Okay, right.
I remember sitting in the cafe next door to Radio 1 and having a meeting on a Friday, which you two never wanted to do. And you said, we've come up with a new feature. And I thought you were joking.
Oh, it was good.
We did every afternoon, Dave and I, and then we had to do an extra show a week. We had to do 6 days a week, so we did Saturday mornings. And we put all our effort into Monday to Friday and no effort into Saturdays. And it used to really get on my nerves that everybody would say, I love your Saturday show, it's the best show of the week.
Yeah, but it was my favourite show of the week as well.
And Dave and I would have these little things every so often where we go, look, if we just put some work into it, imagine what the show would be like. And then David always go, maybe that would ruin it. So that would be it. We wouldn't bother. I'd be bladdered.
It was one of those things where
Dave woke me up in my bed once. He got the keys to my house, flat, and actually walked into the bedroom to go, get up, you're on in 10 minutes.
You two in the morning.
We once heard the start of the, you know, when the show starts, obviously, and the opening jingle at the top of the hour. We heard that in Chris's kitchen once, right? Fortunately, he didn't live too far away. We came legging down the stairs.
We did that on breakfast as well.
I know. But I don't think everyone knows
that. Not on our show, when we filled in.
Oh.
But we came
the start of the show that we were filling in on, in the flat. Two records later, we were on. Good morning.
We came legging down the stairs, right, looking dishevelled, jumped into my white Capri outside. It looked like some kind of sketch.
It was like the crap professionals.
And we screeched around the corner, and I would pull up outside, literally, and you'd see on the clock outside Radio 1, and there was about 15 seconds left before we're on air. Mark Goody was on beforehand, and you would come running in, wouldn't you, and literally put your headphones on and start. And then I'd go and park the car in the NCP.
Oh, the good old days, eh?
If you just switched on and heard that lovely story, we're reminiscing. It's our last show today. We're leaving at 10 o'clock. Dave and I, we've got a very lucrative deal in Jersey.
Mm.
So we're off. Why am I wasting my credit texting you, Chris, when you never give me a shout-out? Big me up, son, says Steve Murray from Sector Security. Sorry, Steve, we don't have time to mention this morning. By the way, it's not really our.
Yeah, last. Why would we leave on a Tuesday? What a rubbish day to leave on.
From remember the Bawdy Greg days. Brilliant, says Darren in Cornwall. Do you still work with Bawdy Greg?
Bawdy Greg is the Chaps and Dave World Tour manager.
Really successful then.
Oh, absolutely.
No. Isn't he a marathon runner or something now?
He does all sorts.
He doesn't run marathons.
Yeah.
Greg!
Yeah.
Get lost!
I kid you not.
He's done loads.
Greg has done about half a dozen marathons.
He can run a bath.
Seriously.
Really?
Very yeah. fit.
Wow.
He even did some charity race where he had to dress up as a gorilla.
Is he still not right?
He's still eccentric.
Eccentric, yeah.
He's currently in America with Judge Jewell, so he won't be listening.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Might have Sirius?
Might too.
Yeah, he's not right, is he?
He's eccentric.
Yeah,
he's a one-off.
He's nice,
it's very
though.
Funny.
Mm.
But for all the wrong reasons. Anyway, thank you for all the texts. God, remember throwing sugar lumps at the studio clock?
Mm.
That was Saturday breakfast, I think.
Was it? Was that the 6 till 9 show that we did briefly?
Yeah.
I don't remember a great deal about that either.
When we used to get guests to gargle,
I gargled next to Simon LeBond once, and actually we did gargling harmonies.
Hey, I tell you, Simon LeBond keeps texting me.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Another showbiz stalker.
It's just the weirdest. My life is just so weird now. I'm getting stalked by Simon LeBond from Duran Duran. You know, and I don't know him. I don't, you know, I've met him like twice, three times or something. And that's over 10 years. One of the times I met him, I've said this recently, I think, he asked if I'd remix his new album. I said, Simon, I'm not that kind of DJ.
What, on your laptop?
Do you not remember this story? Hey, I think, how do you fancy remixing the album? No, Simon, but I'm a radio DJ. I'm not like a producer DJ. Imagine sitting in the studio for 6 weeks. I'm playing to him. It's crappy. Chris, this is rubbish. I know, it's my first time. I don't even know what all the buttons do.
Send it to him on an email or something.
Put on cassette.
Just bits by bit.
Final text then says, Chris, what about Hello, I'm Listening? Great feature.
See, that's always my favourite.
We'll bring it back.
Can we? Brilliant. Right.
Why not?
We should do.
Hello, I'm Listening was great. We just used to ring our mates. Well, no, first of all, there was two versions. To be a register and tell us when you listen to the show, and then we might just ring you at any point and you have to answer saying, hello, I'm listening.
But there was a kind of club that we used to ring, which was, you know, sort of friends and family, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's how it started.
And then every so often we'd ring someone from senior management and then be appalled when they weren't.
We rang Andy Parfitt, the boss, and he was shopping with his missus. And he'd been listening to the show, right? Parked the car, got out of the car, went into the shop with his missus. Just at the time we decided to ring, so he goes, hello? We wouldn't speak unless they said, hello, I'm listening.
Yeah.
So if we rang them and they went, hello? We'd all go, ooh. Hello? Ooh. Hello? Ooh. Put the phone down. I just remember Rachel going, who was that? That's her. Boss on the station.
We can try a little impromptu round of it in a bit, can we?
Yeah. You'll do it now.
Just for laughs.
Who's up at seven?
I could have a number, but...
Now?
Yeah.
Really?
I used to love listening to the Saturday show. It's brilliant. It's class, isn't it?
Yeah. Can I do it?
Yeah, why not? This is always good.
This person usually is.
See, this is quite dangerous.
It's quite an easy one, though, this is.
This is really... It's a minute to seven.
This is quite an easy one.
Is that what's that, a four?
Six.
Oh, okay.
Is that a four?
A six?
So you had to answer your phone with, hello, I'm listening, right?
Yeah.
Mm. That's the way the game works.
I hope they hear the phone.
They're awake.
Hello, I'm listening.
Yay! Who's that?
Oh, morning, Rachel's mum.
Rachel, yes, I'm here.
Are you listening on a digital radio?
Oh, yes, sorry. Do you want me to...
No, it's fine. I love the delay. What, you get up early, don't you?
I do get up very early, yes. I'm sitting making Christmas cards at the moment.
Wow, that's very organised.
Usually I'm playing on the computer, but my son is staying and he's got the computer in his room, so I have a problem this morning.
So you're sitting making Christmas cards at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Do you know what, Rachel? That explains a hell of a lot.
It does, actually. It's October.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jones. Have a lovely day.
It's a pleasure.
Bye.
Bye. Rach, what's your brother doing on your mum's computer in his room? And why has he moved it?
No, it's a monumental thing. My brother's actually gone home, so the computer's in that room, you see.
My mum is begging Christmas cards.
And your brother's locked himself in the room with a computer.
What an extraordinary family.
My dad will be asleep still.
Let's hope so.
That's very organised, isn't it, making Christmas cards in October?
I know, she's been on a course and everything.
Wow. What, a course to make Christmas cards?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. You wait till you see them, Carrie.
You just fold them.
Stop. Everybody, just stop. Your mother has been on a course to teach you how to make Christmas cards.
With Betty, our next door neighbour.
Oh. Rachel, you seem to have somehow time warped your life into that of an Alan Partridge sketch. Your mum goes to Christmas card making courses with Betty.
Yes.
Rachel.
It's what you do when you're retired.
Rachel. Look, imagine I'm your mum or Betty.
Yeah.
Right? See that piece of A4? Watch. And this isn't origami. One fold. Right? Happy Christmas. There you go. Dave.
Mine has to be a lot better than
that's a Christmas
card.
It is
a one afternoon course.
You can't be that long.
Oh, yeah, it's only a short one.
It's not like aeronautical engineering.
Anyway.
Is it?
Enough about my family.
Right, really
Morning, Mum. Thank you.
Anybody else want to try someone?
No, up to that. I don't know what my mum would be doing.
No.
I don't know who'd be up now.
Try my mum.
I'll give you
one. She just ring all our mothers.
Oh, mine won't be up. She doesn't get up.
Mine ain't gonna be awake.
Hang on.
The only reason mine be awake is she's wet the bed again. So is this yours?
Try that.
My mother doesn't wet the bed, by the way. That's a joke. Jesus, don't be telling everybody I wet the bed. I've got so embarrassing. Hello, I'm listening then. Here we are. Oh, I hope I don't wake her up. Your mum's quite scary.
It's not my mum.
Oh, is it?
It's Rachel's mum again.
Hello, I'm listening.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Jane.
Oh, hi, Jane.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
I thought we were ringing your mum.
No, I told you my mum doesn't get up till Ken Bruce.
Hang on, let me ring her back. I'm only messing. I put the phone down. I can't put the phone down. So I keep waking that baby up.
Hello.
Hi there.
Oh.
A different tone
morning,
this time.
Good morning, you all right?
Are you in bed?
Yeah, but I'm feeding Nicole and she's just had a great big poo.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
You don't want that when you have any Cocoa Pops, do you?
Not really.
Your life has changed, dude.
Hasn't it?
Yeah.
After the news, we should have a bigger challenge.
I'm just feeding Nicole and she's had a poo. Oh. Wow. Mm. Oh, I love an iPod. All right, we'll do more Hello, I'm listening later, just with people we know.
We should have a bigger challenge, though. Somebody not so easy as our mums, maybe.
Dads?
Possibly.
Right.
Do you know what? We could broaden the game out to include two kind of games where they have to say, hello, I'm listening, and we also have to guess who it possibly is from people's phone book.
Ah.
Mm. Does that work?
Yeah, I like that.
All right.
Yeah.
People are texting in now and saying, why don't ring my mum and giving us their mother's phone number? It's not called my mum.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Right, that was a nice little trip down memory lane. Let's get on with the rest of the show. The Chris Moyle Show. We now start at 6:30.